This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 292, How to Talk About Fashion in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Are you taking the IELTS exam this spring? Well, if you are, then we have a cheat sheet for you to tell you exactly what the examiner is going to grade you on when it comes to the speaking section, which we know you guys are stressed about the speaking section. So go right now to allearsenglish.com/evaluation to download your cheat sheet for free now. allearsenglish.com/evaluation. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Michelle.
How are you?
Excellent.
I'm excited that spring is around the corner. How about you?
Oh, thank God. I'm so ready for spring. You have no idea. Oh, I have the worst spring fever.
Me too. And like, I'm just so excited to just like not wear a heavy coat all the time, right?
Totally. Not wear a heavy coat, be able to take a walk down the street and not feel like you're claustrophobic because of the ice and snow. All kinds of good things.
I know. It's great. I mean, like, but really, like, I feel like it's just so much easier, you know, when the weather is nice, like in terms of what you wear, right? Because
Oh, totally.
You don't have to bundle up so much. Bundle up, just like throw on your coat, throw on your hat, you know, so much work going into being outside.
I know. And in the end, like, let's be honest, winter is not the most fashionable season. I mean, sweaters can be kind of cute and sexy, but honestly, like, I don't look very good in a hat and a big bulky jacket.
No, I know. I always feel like I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes also I wear 2 pairs of pants in the winter. Do you ever do that?
I wear long underwear under my jeans sometimes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right. And if I can't find long underwear, I'll wear leggings or I'll wear pajama pants.
Leggings or pajama pants. Another word for long underwear could be long johns, right?
Long johns. Yeah. I'm like, but sometimes like, I mean, I can't even like completely close my pants because I'm wearing 2 pairs of pants.
It's a big mess, a big hot mess.
It is. And so I'm excited for like, you know, like, oh my gosh, I love summer dresses and all different things.
Summer.
So, I mean, so I thought because of like the spirit of the weather getting warmer and being excited about that, that we could talk about fashion today. What do you think?
Let's talk about it. Are you a fashionable person?
I don't think so. I'm okay. I have good, you know, I have good intentions, I think.
Oh.
But I mean, I don't really know too much about fashion, but like I know, you know, I know what I like, I guess. And how about you?
I'm not very fashion. No, I'm really a jeans and t-shirt kind of girl.
Yeah, me too. Except for in the summer, I don't wear jeans because it's too hot. I always wear like a summer dress. I need like my space.
Oh, but what about cutoff jeans? I love cutoff jeans. Cutoff jean shorts in the summer. Love it. So hipster. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, what does it mean to like, how do you think we know when a person is fashionable?
Oh, God. Good question. I mean, this is a big topic and we would love to hear from our listeners on this, right? So, guys, come back to allearsenglish.com/292 and let's have you guys chime in on this because we know some parts of the world are much more fashionable generally than Americans tend to be. Again, another broad generalization. I apologize if people in the U.S. really consider themselves fashionable. Good question. I mean, this is a huge topic. What is fashion anyways? For me, the most important thing is dressing in a way that my clothes fit me well and they fit my body type correctly. That's fashion to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and there's like a whole science to it, really. It's like this type of fit looks good. Like if you have this body shape and a pear shape and an apple shape, it's like, you know, it's hard to know. And then you have to wear like a third piece to, I don't know, like a cardigan or a jacket. And you, I don't know.
Yeah. Or even just shopping for like Levi's, right? I love Levi's jeans. And it's funny because I know in other parts of the world, Levi's are super expensive and something special. But here they're just the most basic cheap pair of jeans, $39, right?
Yeah. And,
but I love Levi's because they have so many different like types, right? Styles based on your body type.
Right.
And if you can even go in there and work with someone to show you like what might be the best number for you, like 501 or 5 whatever, then you can have it something that fits your body type well. But it's, I don't know, fashion, I think I have a lot to learn when it comes to fashion.
Me too. It's not natural for me. Like, I think some people are just naturally fashionable and everything they look looks super cute and super trendy and amazing. And like, I don't have that. So sometimes I'll think, you know, well, what would these people wear? Like, I'll think of somebody really fashionable and think, well, would they wear this? Like, I I don't know. I always think like, what would, if somebody else were me, like, how would they dress? You know what I mean?
I know. It's always good to have a friend or two as your fashion consultant, like a friend who really understands fashion and can kind of give you some feedback about what you're about to put on. It's always handy to have that person in your life.
Yeah, I remember like, I'm not going to name it, but there's like one store that I really like. And my friend used to say to me, he would like kind of criticize what I was wearing. And I would say, well, what? But it's from this store, because I thought that was a really fashionable store. And he was like, that's not like the best store ever, Michelle. Like, that's not an excuse.
Oh, yeah. And maybe also, you're talking about like the Gap or something.
Maybe something like that. Yeah. No, actually the Limited. But
oh, God. Yeah.
I'd be like, but it's from the Limited. It's a wonderful. And like,
yeah. So let's, what we want to do today, right? We want to help our listeners to get to talk about fashion in a more nuanced way.
Yeah.
Right. We want to drill down. I love that term, to drill down.
Yeah.
Into fashion. So let's do it, Michelle.
Yeah, well, I mean, the reason that I originally wanted to talk about this was because one of my students actually was sitting in the classroom and she had like a rather large bag with her, but it was kind of, it was a nice bag. It wasn't like a canvas bag or just like a plastic bag or anything like that. And she said, oh, what is this? Is this a bag or is this a purse?
Good question.
She said, I don't know what to use. You know, I don't know the word to use. What? When is it a purse? When is it just a bag? Because she said she thought it was a purse because it's like nice and it's her everyday bag. But she said somebody didn't understand her and they said, what? It's not a purse. It's a bag.
Yeah, good question. I mean, so the question here becomes like, so bag is the basic umbrella term, right?
Right, right.
Bag is the general term that could go for anything from a backpack to a pocketbook to a purse to I don't know, to a satchel, whatever that is.
Yeah, to like, so I mean, I told her, you know, when in doubt, you can call it a bag because that's the umbrella term.
I said
that her purse really did look more like a bag. I don't know, to me, a bag, like for example, I have an everyday bag and it's bigger than a purse. I think that a bag, like a purse, is like more like just like for makeup or like your wallet or whatever. And it's not, some people have bigger purses, but when it gets to be like, I don't know, of a certain size, I feel that it it's not a purse anymore, even if it zips and you carry your wallet in it. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think of a purse as more of an evening bag, something that you would take out to the, like, a fancy evening out if you're wearing a dress even. And then it's just something small that you might hold in your hand. Something small, right? Just with the basic necessities. But when it gets a little bit bigger, you could even call it a pocketbook. I mean, this is getting really nuanced into very specific English, isn't it?
Right. And then, yeah, another small purse. You could also call it a clutch, right? Like I have a wristlet.
Oh my gosh, I have never...
You know what a wristlet is?
No.
That's like a wallet where it has that little loop around the end. So I actually, my wallet is, I guess, a wristlet because I can just, if I really want, I can just take it out with me as a purse and like just put it around my wrist so it's like attached to me.
I like it. So I guess the point here is that, guys, if you're in trouble and you just don't know specifically what your little thing is, you can call it a bag. The umbrella term is a bag, but you guys are at the right level now, again, to drill down into these topics like fashion and get more specific. Are you carrying a purse? Are you carrying a pocketbook? Are you carrying a wristlet? Right? Mm-hmm. What is it? Let's get specific.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
So when in doubt, you can say bag, and that's fine for any of these things. But start to think, like, what is the actual term for it? But yeah, in answer to my student's question, I would say hers was a bag rather than a purse. It was too big to be a purse and too big to be a pocketbook.
Okay, so we're doing accessories here, but what about shoes? I mean, shoes, that's another good topic that I think our listeners could it would be a good opportunity for them to broaden their vocabulary.
Right. So we learned these umbrella terms in the beginning, but, you know, like we said, we want to help you become more nuanced in your vocabulary. So, okay, Lindsay, what are some kinds of shoes you can think of?
Well, I mean, personally, I love sneakers. Like, I love just casual sneakers, you know, like a jeans and sneakers. That's my style. So sneakers could, but then even within sneakers, you know, you have athletic sneakers or you have more street sneakers.
Right. The walking shoes.
Walking shoes, but sneakers, I mean, you know, or, well, Michelle, do you like to wear heels?
I do not. Not even a little bit. Do you know what I wear all the time? And that's one of the reasons I'm so excited for summer.
What do you wear?
Birkenstocks.
Oh my gosh, you're such a hippie.
I am. And it's funny because I'm not at all, but I'm all about the comfort and I can't stand anything but a Birkenstock. Like, I really my dream is to wear Birkenstocks at my wedding. Like, my feet hurt me all the time. So, like, I'll buy special high heels I have in the past, not expensive ones, but like ones that aren't like, you know, just like your basic thing and they're supposed to be the comfortable ones, and they hurt me after 2 seconds.
Yeah, I hear that. I don't do heels either. I mean, in the summer, I don't do Birkenstocks, but I definitely do flip-flops. Like, I love flip-flops.
But you need an arch support, Lindsay.
Yeah, I know, especially if you're walking around the city, right? Like New York. Right. Oh my gosh, it's so bad for you not to have an arch support. So Birkenstocks are your solution.
Oh my gosh.
Are really like a kind of sandal, right?
Right. So in the summer, oh my God, nothing beats a Birkenstock.
Okay, so flip-flops and Birkenstocks are both a kind of sandal.
Right, exactly. Yeah, sandals. No socks, hopefully.
No socks. Oh, well, no, sandals and socks. I don't know much about fashion, but I know that that's a big fashion no-no.
I feel like one day it might be, like, because people used to do it, right? It's going to come back around one day.
I feel like guys sometimes will do that. I don't know. Guys in the U.S., you'll see them in.
I don't know.
Anyways, I'm not going to go there.
And in the winter, like with all the snow, Lindsay, like what kind of shoes do you wear?
Well, you know, I wear boots. You know, my mom lent me a pair of her boots, like some nice boots with some fur on the inside.
So boots I've been, with the fur?
Yeah, with the fur. I've been wearing those this winter, but sometimes I wear hiking boots. Yeah. Or just, yeah, something to make sure that I cover my foot and don't get wet.
Yeah. I was just quoting an old rap song, but I think you missed.
Oh, wait, you were quoting a rap song? Sorry, I
Boots with the Fur. Do you remember there was that song?
No, I...
Anyway, well, if you want it, look it up. Anyway, so you just reminded me of it. Sorry. Yeah, boots are definitely good for the winter. So you can have like a snow boot or like a fashionable boot, right? But you can still, you can still say like, oh, where are my shoes, right? Oh, where are my boots, you know?
Yeah, so good those are, point.
Yeah?
Yeah, so you're right. So go ahead.
Boots are like a little bit more specific, but you can still, do you think you can still call a boot a shoe?
Totally. I think all the things that we've talked about here, sneakers, heels, sandals, boots, could all be a kind of shoe. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
In a very general term, yeah.
Right, exactly. So let's move on. Let's move on to shirts.
Yeah, I mean, let's do one more. And so shirts. So there are so many different kinds of shirts. I have a feeling our listeners know this a little bit better than like the shoes and the bags. But let's go through it. I mean, shirts, the shirt is the general term, right?
Right.
And then, you know, in the summer, I like to wear T-shirts.
Right. T-shirts. Then you have like a blouse is like a little fancier.
Yeah. Or tank tops. Right.
Right. Tank top.
What's a tank top?
Tank top is like no sleeves, like about maybe like, we also call it spaghetti straps.
Right. Kind of thin straps that women wear. I mean, men could wear a tank top, too. It's just a little bit different. The straps are usually thicker.
Yeah.
What else? Let's see. Do you wear sweaters in the winter or sweatshirts?
I wear sweaters.
Okay. I like both sweaters and sweatshirts. I like hoodies, like hooded sweatshirts.
Right.
Yep. That's a big one.
Those are shirts. And I don't know. Did you want to do one more, Lindsay? Or?
Yeah. Let's do the jackets. Like jackets. I mean, oh my God. Again, something to cover you up in the winter.
Right. Oh, keep you warm.
Yep. What's the difference between a jacket and a coat, Michelle?
I think a jacket is like it's not as heavy as a coat.
Mm-hmm.
I think of a coat as like has some extra padding, like it's a little bit more of a big deal. And it's kind of maybe, I don't know. That's the main difference, I think. But I also think that jackets are like a different material in a way. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the basic difference there is that a coat is heavier.
Yeah.
You know, like your winter coat. I don't really say winter jacket as much.
Right.
Like you might say like a leather jacket because it's light. That's what I love about spring and fall. You can wear a cute leather jacket. You know, it's they're good fashion seasons.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Do you have a pea coat?
I used to have a pea coat. What's a pea coat?
I don't even know. I mean, how would you even define a pea coat?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like exactly how to explain what a pea coat is. It has like a special collar and it has the buttons, like buttons that kind of fold over. And it's interesting. You have to Google that one.
Yeah, it's an outer coat, generally often made of wool, right?
Yeah.
So it could keep you, men and women wear them, I suppose. But
yes.
Yeah. So there is just another winter coat that you could wear.
Yeah.
What about a ski coat? Do you wear ski coats? Ski jackets, I guess?
Ski jackets? I don't have one, but I would.
If you skied.
Yeah, if I skied.
Yeah. Up here in Boston, this is something we didn't talk about today, but up here in Boston, I think that, you know, they say that it's people prefer form over fashion. Mm-hmm. And maybe in New York, it's fashion function over fashion. And in New York, maybe it's fashion over function, if that makes any sense. So here in Boston, people are more athletic. Yeah. So you'll see people with a North Face jacket more often. And that's a little, in my mind, that's a little less fashionable, but that is Boston's kind of fashion, like an athletic fashion. Whereas in New York, you might see people more in leather jackets or something more cosmopolitan fashionable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. So, wow. Whew. We've gone really in depth today.
We really have. Oh, my goodness. Well, Anyway, I mean, I hope you like talking about fashion and, yeah. So I think that we really helped our listeners, you know, think about these umbrella terms and how to use, you know, how to kind of like go down, you know, drill down to smaller terms.
Yeah. I mean, I think we opened a can of worms here, Michelle. Honestly, it's a good thing. But guys, you can't just listen here and then stop. I mean, if you want to actually make these a part of your vocabulary, if you want to go deeper and get more nuanced, I mean, the best thing to do is to practice it with a teacher, right, Michelle?
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, you should talk about this with your iTalki tutor, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the best way because, you know, ask your teacher to go into depth with these with you. Ask your teacher to talk about, you know, each other's wardrobes together. What are the things that you wear in the spring, in the summer, in the fall? So guys, if you want to find that teacher, go over to allearsenglish.com/ITALKI and you'll register on that page. And you need to register on that page because iTalki has a special deal for you that they'll give you $10 off your second lesson if you register on that page. So guys, again, learning English and getting to that advanced level is not just about listening to the podcast. The podcast is the first step. The second step is practicing. Okay.
Yes,
so definitely. Head on over there and find your teacher to learn about this fashion stuff. If you're into fashion, it's good to be able to talk about it.
Absolutely. All right, Lindsay. Well, thanks for hanging out today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Michelle. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to today's show. And be sure to come back to our website at allearsenglish.com/resources for some awesome ideas and special offers to help you get fluent. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. See you soon.